It took on sort of a Hanna-Barbera edge to it.
You know what time it is, though?
I give up. What time is it?
Look, the new cassette deck won't play a loop tape.
Oh, no.
Oh, look. Hey, everybody. Hey, come over here and look.
Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
The new cassette deck won't play a loop tape. I'm going to have to switch your music to cassette deck number one.
What kind of cassette deck is it?
A Sony.
Wow, isn't that strange?
Yeah. Well, imagine how strange it would be if you had to say Nakamichi.
Nakamichi.
That's got enough consonants in it to say. Anyway, okay, we got your music on.
Cool.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's going on there?
Tim Allen and I got like a picnic lunch going here.
Cool.
Ooh.
You sound pretty sprightly.
Yeah. It's
where are you? Uptown?
Uptown.
Mm-hmm.
We got two sandwiches that we split so we could each have, you know, like a half roast beef and a half turkey.
Yeah, kind of mix and match. The Radio Ranch pals are starving, so that's like just rubbing in the torture.
So who's out there to run to the diner?
Well, Sally's here. And Bruce.
Yeah, but you know how that diner is.
The idea of one more time at the terminal illness diner, I think we might be able to make it till 6.
I offered to go to the diner there, Roscoe, and nobody's taking me up on that.
I always get lost. Even though I've been there a million times, it's those streets out there are pretty strange.
Yeah, well, plus
mean streets indeed.
They just don't understand the concept of no mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're just ordering, like, a bagel with, you know, with butter on it. They put mayo on it.
Yeah, onion rings. It's pretty harsh.
We can't even get vibes on this one, this cassette deck now.
What kind of cassette deck is that again?
This one's a TIAC.
Oh, good job.
I really wanted to have a picnic today.
Look at that.
Good. Hi, Mary.
You know what happened? The Sony ate the vibe loop.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're out of here.
Well, if the good Lord's willing and the quick don't rise, remember, tonight, the Mark Bolan tribute. We'll see you.
Just keep talking till 6, Roscoe.
Where is that? What Mark Bolan tribute?
Everybody left the mic now,
Space at Chase. You know that bar?
Hell yeah.
Well,
those guys, the work dogs, they sent the cool hot rod tape and the J's.
Right, it used to be the After Hours Club, the nursery.
Yeah, it's exactly
okay,
what it was.
Okay, so here's the deal.
The sound system.
T-Rexstacy, a Mark Bolan for you impish folks, birthday bash at Space Chase, the work dogs, who are actually pretty cool. Tish and Snooky, Bobo, Iron Poodle, Tom
Bobo.
Clark, Latch. When I think of Mark Bolan, I think of Latch in the same.
Oh, God.
When I think of Twerp. And the world famous Blue Jays, which I guess, does that include you, Roscoe?
Are they playing there?
Apparently.
I don't know anything about it.
I hope Jay knows about it.
Bang or gone. Get it on.
Wow. Well, Jer, you know, I know that Jer's probably been saving his platform shoes and bell bottoms for all
Jer's
the time.
Got the hair for it, you know?
Yeah, he does have a hubcap Diamond Star Halo. There's no question about that.
How about that Doug Somm show? Well, actually, it was the Texas Tornadoes.
Texas Tornadoes, correct.
They were great. I didn't go last night because it was enough. One night was enough.
You know what? You know what struck me as being the coolest guy is Flaco Jimenez. He definitely had this kind of like Mexican Mr. Rogers with an accordion thing going that was just beautiful.
Well, all those guys, as they kept going, you know, it kept being time for them to take a break or something, and they were all up there. It was like 8 or 9 of them, and they were just like, this is amazing, you know. They're getting to play with each other and stuff. It was really great.
Yeah.
Was that Flaco, or who was it? No, Freddie Fender had the Bears hat that Jack has on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he became a Bear fan, but...
Is ML vacuuming?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard a vacuum.
No, you're hearing the static from FMU's lame transmitter.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm mad enough at the cassette deck and the person that stole the extra 45 spindle.
It's the man is just trying to keep you down.
Yeah, there it is.
It's true.
We got the power. We got the power.
Hey, the man can't bust our music.
Man,
he Wiley.
Man. So what else? What was the vibe? Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. It was sort of a music industry week, you know, sort of a rock thing. You know, I went to that place, the Marquee, which we were talking earlier this week. I'd never been there. And, it was not bad.
Well, you know, the Mick got slipped a Mick.
Well, what he's saying?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Who said that?
Well, I got it secondhand from Den, so it's gotta be the truth.
Baloney. He just picked the Marquee of all places to take a little nap.
Well, he claims he lost the... We heard he only... He's... I guess what we heard is he's claiming he only had 2 beers.
No way. We were over at this guy, J- John Mort. I don't know, this rock writer guy.
Mortland?
No, not Mort.
I hate that guy.
No, it was this other Mulhouse or something.
Who knows?
But so we're over at his house, and he had a bottle of Stoli that those guys drank most of.
Yeah, he didn't have that bottle for long, did he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they made me one drink, and I dropped it on the floor.
Space drop.
It was no, but it was the early space drop. It was like the first drink,
and kind of like a mercury one, huh?
Well, it was slippery.
Yeah. That's what they all say, Sco.
It just jumped out of your hand.
It jumped off the table.
Whoa.
But, so we went to the marquee place, which wasn't bad, and that's where I ran into Jeremy, who, you know, offered me the opportunity. He was going to kneel down behind Paul Schaefer so I could knock him down the stairs from the VIP room.
Oh, come on.
That would have made your career.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, I was distracted by Mick, who, you know, I have a little problem with my hearing and stuff, and the guy, you know, he's always, in addition to really being able to talk loudly, he's one of those guys that knows how to do the whistle thing.
Yeah.
You know, the two-finger.
Right. Cullen does that, too. It just cuts right through to your skull.
Oh, man. I just, you know, and I always forget to tell him in a sober time that I'm going to punch him in the head the next time he does that, because, you know, if I would tell him right then, he would just forget and it would be worthless.
Yeah.
But maybe Dan will pass on the message, you know.
Well, you know, catching sober times with some people, it's, you know, you got to wake up pretty early. Not necessarily Mick, I don't know. I'm still getting over Pork Fest 90, man. The Jack Attack.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was so fabulous.
That was great.
Pork and Buffalo Feast.
Mm-hmm.
We got the photos of you deftly carving through the smoked ham.
Yeah, me dancing with everybody else's date. Lord love a bachelor.
This is a great dancer.
In the Mark Bolan wig, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great series. Maybe you should make up a thing for the next Hound. That should be on the poster for the next Hound remote.
What, everybody in the Howard Stern wig?
Yeah.
I think the next remote is our 5th anniversary, November 11th, I believe.
Fantastic.
10th or 11th, something like that.
Whatever the Saturday is.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Good.
I think it's going to be in the same place as the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody should come down, get even drunker than you did last
during
time.
During the day.
Right.
And then, like, you know, we'll have the designated key guy there, you know. Everything will be cool.
The key? What's the key?
Well, you know, people drive, man, you know.
Who drives?
I don't know.
People who come in from, you know, who don't listen.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then they can go out and have something to eat. And
give me the keys, Ethel. Yeah, I want to drive.
Honey, no. Oh.
Yeah, we had a lot of people come from out of town.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see.
What's he doing?
I don't know. What do you think he's doing? He's probably sneaking up on a sandwich.
No, he's sneaking up on ML.
No, it was a little Diet Coke.
Oh, you're sneaking up on a Diet Coke. Is that one slippery?
Yeah. No, it wasn't too slippery.
Hmm.
I got it on top of the TV guide here, which we watched a great movie this morning, but we didn't know what it was, so now we got to look it up in the TV guide.
Describe it. I'll tell you what it was.
Marlon Brando was a sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
And,
In the Heat of the Night.
No. Let's see. He was a sheriff.
Marlon Brando wasn't in
it. No, I know that one.
And Paul Newman. No, not Paul Newman. Redford. Robert Redford was a guy named Bubba.
Uh-huh.
And Jane Fonda was in it. Angie Dickinson, a young Angie Dickinson.
Harry Sunday?
No.
What?
Never mind.
Robert Duvall was a mousy...
the bald guy.
...guy who was working for the rich guy. It was really good.
You're talking about Young Guns 5.
And Paul Williams was just a young teenager in the thing.
Paul Williams?
Yeah.
Mr. Old Fashioned Love Songs himself?
No, we'll look it up.
The little hunchback guy?
He was definitely Odd Couple. He was really little in this, you know. He was like a kid. It was from the Cars. It must have, you know, the Cars, that there were a lot of Cars. It was in Texas, and it was probably 65.
Yeah.
It was Cinemax, I do believe. Now we're consulting the Bible.
Is it the TV guide or the cable guide?
No, the TV, the full-on. The Chase, that was the name of it? The Chase. Well, let's look it up in the back so we can give the listeners an accurate description of what went on.
Yeah, like the one they used to run on Rebel Without a Cause. A young man joins a youth gang out of disrespect to his parents.
1966. Story of tension and passion in a southwestern town.
Ooh. How about it?
It was good. It all ended in tears.
Uh-huh.
But it was
and bullets?
It was bullets. Yeah, it had sort of a play on the Lee Harvey type thing where, you know, when they finally got Paul Newman or Robert Redford, they shot him on the courthouse steps. Who cares? I don't.
Do you have coleslaw?
Yeah, we do.
Excellent.
I got some, I'm scooping the potato chips, scooping the coleslaw with the potato chips. It's much like the way I prefer to eat baked beans. There's a little crunch for you. Well, so what's on the agenda for this evening?
I hope we get some potato chips
dinner.
Soon.
Dinner twice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we're going to eat, then we're going to go eat again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we found a really great place up here last night. Oh, man, it was really good.
What was it?
Italian place with some Italian name that I couldn't get, but it was really, it was almost like being in France.
Huh?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Go figure. You got some loud stuff queued up there?
I think we got some horse spooking music.
Really?
Yeah.
Some listener alienation type sounds?
Nah, people dig it. We'll admit it.
Yeah, we got one of those. We got an A-Bones cut and a legendary Curtis Cowboy.
Same thing.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, the ledge. I heard a little of that coming out of Billy's van.
Right.
Yeah, so Roscoe, don't spook the coleslaw, right?
Oh, here we go. All right, I'll go for a total chip right here.
No, not the one that looks like a sand dollar.
So much for Bob Hope.
Well, later, folks. Where do you think you're dining?
I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet. I think we got to get hook up with Quine, too. So
I can discuss the final points of this fine interview I've been perusing during the dull parts.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's, you know, Quine. He says, like, you know,
the Bob Quine. Miserable and moron a lot, you know.
I thought that was a good interview.
Yeah, it is a good interview. He knows of what he speaketh.
Yeah, especially the word clank.
Yeah. It's true. That's what it sounds like.
It is. It is. Boy, those guys at the Marquee were both using the same twin. It was one of the best sounding twins I ever heard for Rodney Crowell and what's her name, Carlene Carter. She was good. She was really good. She kind of rocked.
Mrs. Lowe?
No, she bailed on him.
On Nick Lowe?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
She bailed on him a while ago, and now she married the guy, the little bass player from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Howie Epstein.
A guy that doesn't begin every day with a pint glass full of scotch.
No, I think they're off that.
Yeah.
But she rocked, you know, it was pretty interesting.
Scully's committed suicide.
And she's got blue eyes and a short skirt.
Boy, this is going on forever, man.
Okay, well, I thought you guys were going to quit.
Oh, we're in till six. I mean,
yeah. No, we may as well just talk about the weather till then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How is the weather? I haven't been out. I didn't know it was vibe time. Really, I thought it was 1:30.
It's picnic weather.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right. Well, ML's finished her plate completely, and I've been blabbering through the whole thing, so I've got to go. We'll see you soon.
Bon appetit, Roscoe. Mm-hmm. Big plates. Yeah.